That's right. It's time for the good stuff. Thank you so much. It's Kim and Mike Burge giving you an opportunity to take a break and just listen to good stuff.
The 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. Hey, that's just coming up tomorrow, August 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time at Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Take Interstate 94, get off at Exit 7, and go to the Open A Angus Arena. Go to hotrnd.com for more details.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy. They're not fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
If you're looking for a getaway before school gets started again, go to Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board website at visitvalentine.com and check out the Niobrara National Scenic River, tubes, kayaks, canoes, whatever you might need there. One of the top 10 in the USA, according to Backpack Magazine, and home of the Nebraska Star Party on Merritt Reservoir going on as we speak. 300 plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, lots of activities to take advantage of. That website is visitvalentine.com.
This is a poem by Doc Stovall, and I think to set the stage, I'll mention it was dedicated to the memory of Dick Edwards. He was a great horseman and a great human being who died as a result of a horse wreck in 1999. It goes like this. The words were sadly noticed, obituaries always are. It gave the dates of birth and death and spoke of family scattered far. It spoke of the interment site and where the remains could be viewed. 2 column inches was a tribute to this old friend we all knew. Really didn't seem like much as we sat and reminisced. We recounted what we knew of him before he tasted death's kiss. You see, he was a simple man who lived a simple life. He took pride in a job well done, in his children and his wife. He had good friends and everyone's respect. He lived life by the book, and to his fellow men he always gave more than he took. Everyone who knew him seemed to look at him in awe. There was a whole more to him than what little we saw. His weather-beaten, wrinkled face, his hands all twisted and gnarled, his frame, once strong, was bent with age, a monument to life's scars. That old 10-gallon Stetson and the shiny cowboy boots always bore witness to his deep-reaching Western roots. He spoke of days gone by with sadness and with pride, and I think of all the history he took with him when he died. I clipped the notice from the paper to later file away the epitaph that should have read, "A Cowboy Died Today." Again, that is an original poem by Doc Stovall, and he wrote it in 1999 in memory of his friend.
I think we better have some more rules of chocolate.
Okay, yes, because I'm keeping track of those chocolate rules now.
Write these down.
Okay.
Chocolate also contains milk, which is dairy, so candy bars are basically a health food.
Correct, yes.
If calories are an issue, store your chocolate on top of the fridge. Calories are afraid of heights, and they will jump out of the chocolate to protect themselves. Chocolate is derived from cocoa beans. Bean is a vegetable. Sugar is derived from either sugar cane or sugar beets. Both are plants, which places them in the vegetable category, too. Therefore, chocolate is a vegetable.
Okay. I believe.
All right, a couple more of these. Put eat chocolate at the top of your list of things to do today. That way, at least you'll get one thing done.
That's right.
Cross it off your list.
That's right.
A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in one place. That's handy.
Very convenient.
And if you can't eat all of your chocolate, it will keep in the freezer. But if you can't eat all of your chocolate, what's wrong with you? You might want to check out medical advice because obviously something is on the downward spiral.
That's right. Something's not working quite right. Ever since I got married, I hate to admit I've let myself go. This from Nathan Nichols. He says, recently a saleswoman approached him in a clothing store, and she said, "Can I help you?" she asked. And he says, "Well, tomorrow I'll be 22, he said. "And this morning my wife took one look at me and decided I needed a new birthday suit."
Uh-oh.
I don't think they can do that at that clothing store.
I don't think so. Folks, thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.